Middle school marks that awkward battlefield where childhood innocence collides with adolescent rebellion. Just when children start pulling away to establish their identities, they paradoxically need parental guidance more than ever. The communication breakdown happens precisely when life's most critical lessons need to be absorbed. Remember how you and your child once shared a special language, understanding which crime meant hunger or decoding toddler speak that baffled others? That intimate communication system developed naturally through thousands of daily interactions. But around age 11, everything changes. Your child begins shutting down communication, leaving you suddenly locked out of their inner world. Parents typically respond by turning up the volume, repeating themselves, shouting, or speaking slowly, which is about as effective as adding "ah" sounds to English words while visiting Italy. These attempts often backfire, pushing tweens further into their shells. Despite concerning trends in adolescent mental health, the solution remains surprisingly simple: talk with them, not at them. Research shows kids actually want more conversations about difficult topics, but they seek understanding rather than lectures, guidance rather than control. Why the urgency? Research shows 14 is the most dangerous age for risk-taking behaviors, and the adolescent brain begins pruning unnecessary information around age 11, keeping only what it regularly uses. How do you actually talk to someone who responds to every question with "fine" or an eye roll? The BRIEF model offers a consistent approach for meaningful conversations with tweens. Begin peacefully with an unemotional observation. "I noticed you seemed quiet after school today." Relate to your child's experience without hijacking it. "I remember feeling overwhelmed in seventh grade." Interview to collect information without judgment. "What's the hardest part about this situation?" Echo what you're hearing to validate understanding. "It sounds like you're feeling caught between two friend groups." Finally, provide feedback with guidance or boundaries while maintaining connection. Let's think through some ways to handle this together. This approach transforms you from micromanager to assistant manager, supporting without taking over. Remember that your tween's prefrontal cortex, the brain's manager, takes a 10-year lunch break during adolescence, while the emotional amygdala eagerly takes charge. Position yourself as the assistant manager, who supports without controlling, using phrases like, "How can I support you?" and "Would you like some feedback?" When tweens display naive optimism or overconfidence, resist the urge to prove them wrong with facts. Instead, play dumb and ask curious questions. "How would that work?" This approach helps them think critically without feeling attacked. Tweens tend to open up most when you appear busy or preoccupied. Try saying, "I want to hear about your project, but I need to send these emails first." This indirect approach often yields more information than direct questioning. Maintain what I call a Botox brow, a neutral facial expression. While adults accurately read facial expressions, teens only achieve 50% accuracy, often misinterpreting furrowed brows as anger. A neutral expression creates a judgment-free zone that encourages sharing. Skip the after-school interrogation. Tweens need decompression time after their day. Instead, offer specific times to talk. "Can we chat for 10 minutes after dinner?" When conflicts arise, avoid immediate reactions. Their brains thrive on emotional excitement, so stay calm and say, "I need time to think about this," before responding. Just as we demonstrate both right and wrong approaches when teaching physical skills, we should do the same for communication. Avoid rushing into difficult conversations. Instead, ease in gradually, giving everyone time to get comfortable with sensitive topics. Avoid assuming your tween's feelings. They need autonomy over their emotions, and statements like "you'll regret this later" only provoke debate. Be specific rather than using vague or absolute terms like "everyone," "always," and "never," which can sound accusatory and are rarely accurate. Express your needs directly. Instead of "you never spend time with family," try "I'd love to spend some time together this week." Never use therapy or healthcare as a threat. This makes essential support seem like punishment. While open dialogue is important, set clear boundaries when your child's safety is at risk, acting as a protective gate rather than a discussion facilitator. Middle school transitions from child-centered family dynamics to a more democratic approach. Tweens actually feel relieved, not upset, when they realize they're not the center of your world. This helps them develop respect for others while becoming more open with you. Like Lainey at summer camp, tweens want parents who are independent and capable of handling their struggles without becoming overwhelmed. The best conversations often come from sharing everyday experiences, memories, and even vulnerabilities. Simple questions like, "What was the best part of your day?" or "What makes you anxious?" can build connection. By showing your authentic self, including imperfections, you establish trust for the teenage years ahead. Share to build connection or provide helpful information, not to manipulate or impress. Avoid using personal stories to scare, "I once blacked out drinking," or sharing overly intimate details. Building communication with your tween requires patience. Focus on being open without appearing needy. Like toddlers learning to walk, adolescent independence requires patient support despite setbacks. Parents expecting immediate maturity often encounter resistance and defiance instead. Rather than restricting independence, allow tweens supervised opportunities to build confidence through two main channels: creating private space at home and exploring the world independently. Tweens often personalize their spaces as part of identity formation, using isolation to process emotions and develop individually. Beyond home, they begin navigating public spaces without parents, like malls or transportation, learning crucial life skills about safety, self-advocacy, and decision-making. Middle school friendships are simultaneously wonderful and challenging. Tweens develop social skills at different rates, making connections complex. Help them understand that friendship changes are normal, and finding a perfect friend is rare. Focus on learning what makes healthy relationships rather than seeking an idealized bond. Creativity is crucial for future success across all professions, with CEOs ranking it as the most important factor. It builds resilience by promoting flexibility over rigidity. While young children express creativity through crafts, tweens channel it into identity formation and personal branding. Middle school experiences have lasting impact, making it a critical period for developing lifelong self-care practices. For overwhelmed tweens seeking parental help, creating a "try this first" list during calm moments provides an effective coping strategy. Dartmouth College research shows that understanding of fairness evolves during adolescence. Younger teens view it as strict equality, while older teens develop more nuanced perspectives, considering intentions and emotions. Parents should focus on meeting each child's unique needs rather than providing identical treatment. When discussing fairness, listen actively and avoid dismissive responses, offering space for calm discussion.